Jonathan Wickman of Little Falls joins us this week with a poem called Sounding Stone, recorded live at the Green Mill Lounge in Chicago. Here's Jonathan Wickman.
Sounding Stone. After the end of talking at the meditation retreat, the silence grew bigger every day until we felt like ants on the back of it. Each rung gong was like a sounding stone in a black pool. No conversation paused, and no conversation began. Whispering of brittle leaves and the chimes of birds, but no words. Our bodies sat, and the rules held us, and they were as heavy as cast iron pots. Hour after hour, sitting on our cushions as if they were burners on a stove, we felt our contents tremble until we were water boiling. When silence begins to fill you up and surrounds you like a dark blanket, the visible can become as thin as wallpaper, and you can feel everything you can't see churning behind it. When we walked back to bed at night, up the long dirt path between the cabins and the forest, how could we avoid the stares of the birch trees? They hummed like magnets. The spaces between them were like curled fingers that wanted to reach out and unzip your spine, turn you inside out. I almost wish they could cast your borders to the ends of the earth, send your thoughts clattering away like ping pong balls in an empty mansion, make you ring like a cave full of music. Let the hidden hawk inside your heart open its wings and cry.